WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to be up in about 15, 20 minutes with Anaya Herzog, but right now I'm going to play some stuff. Screaming Females broke up, and I was a big fan of theirs, and I'm going to play a tune by them, and I'm also going to play a Christmas song. I don't play a lot of Christmas music, but it's a local band that was sent to me, so I'm going to play that, and we'll be back in about, as I said, 5 minutes, and here we go with something by the Screaming Females. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Yes.
There you have it. That was The Other Girls with I'm Not Getting Anything for Christmas. The Other Girls are comprised of, oops, hitting the mics here. The Other Girls are comprised of Andrea Gillis, Linda Shore, Michelle Powhouse, Melissa Gibbs, Amy Griffin. They're all in The New Girls, and that was a Christmas song called I Ain't Getting Anything for Christmas. Screaming Females before that with Morning Dove. It's 807 WMFO in Medford. We'll be up soon with Linnea Herzog. I'm going to play Lou Mansdorf at Rumbaugh Records. Has a free sampler out. 31 song, free sampler. It's on Bandcamp. A lot of great artists on that thing, so I suggest that you check it out. And I'm going to play a couple right now off that, and then we'll be back, and we'll really get into it. Oh, I got to mention this. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, the obligatory PSA is out of the way. Here is some more music.
Please don't.
All right. That was a Street Walkin' Cheetahs, all off of Rumbar Records. He's calling it the Nice Price, I guess. The latest 31-song free compilation. Street Walkin' Cheetahs song was Bad Vacation. The Slam Denistas with Little Troublemaker and Stars Like Ours with What's Going Wrong. Right now I'm here with Linnea Herzog. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
On this cold night.
It's not too bad.
It isn't. It's not snowing. I can't complain. So before we get into the new EP, we're going to play that. You're going to play something off it. But before we get into that, a little bit about yourself. You, of course, were in Power Slot. And was Power Slot your first band, so to speak?
Yeah, that was the first band that I fronted. Yeah, I was in some other bands, too. Kind of short-lived. But, yeah, Power Slot went on from 2012, 2013-ish up until the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you in the Rumble, Power Slot.
Yeah, that was a good one. We did good.
Didn't win it, but you came in close, right?
How
close?
We made it all the way to the finals.
Right.
I met my musical soulmate, Hans, and we started Linnea's Garden.
Right. So that came out of, was Power Slot winding down, or did you meet Hans and just say to yourself, I think we got to go, I'll start a new project? How did that work out?
No, it was kind of like, I was going to do it anyway, but I mean, it would be a lie to say that, like, you know, that whole experience didn't have a huge impact on the kind of band I wanted to start next.
Yeah.
I had the name Linnea's Garden, like, you know, since high school. Like, I knew I wanted to use it for something, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, is it time? Is it time? And then sort of at the end of 2019, I had a lot of things happen in my personal life where it was like, it's time, you know.
It's time for the garden.
It's time for the garden. And the timing just so happened that we played this epic show put on by Justine, the late Justine Kovalt, rest in peace, of Red and Red Records, which at the time did not exist. It was Whistle Stop Rock.
Right.
It was planned to be a touring festival with a lot of awesome ladies.
Yeah.
And that was going to be the last Power Slot show. It was Leap Day 2020. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, no more shows for a while. But I had no idea. No one had any idea. A lot of people said that was the last show they went to. And
it was mine.
We made it an epic one. I'm telling you, like, it was, I mean, it was going out with a bang.
Yeah. The last show I went to was I think it was at Once.
That was the show.
Yeah, I was at that show. Yeah, and then all hell broke loose like a week later.
Yeah, but that it gave us all a lot of time to, you know, reflect. And, so, you know, for me, it was like, let's just, you know, get together all these songs I've been sleeping on, old and new.
Yeah, because I was saying to you off here, you've written a lot. Linnea's Garden has put out, is this your third release, technically? Mirrors is your third?
Yeah. There was EP.
Yeah, then the full length.
And a full length, and now this is another EP.
Yeah, it's you've been busy.
Yeah. We've been really busy and prolific since starting in, like, 2020. It's been really good. Like, I really, really love this band.
Yeah, did COVID give you a chance to write a lot?
Yeah, for sure. And also just think about what's the kind of music, what's the kind of vibe I want to put out, you know, how do you want to present yourself, which always is changing constantly.
Yeah.
Evolving.
Well, I really like what you write about you in general, even with Power Slot, and it's continued, I think, with Linnea's Garden, about kind of like pushing the boundaries a bit and not accepting the norm. And I really like that message a lot. Has that always been something that you've written about or, like, strove to get a point across or a message across regarding that? Like, I think it's a great way to go about things.
Yeah, that's always been a theme, you know, whether on purpose or subconsciously.
Yeah. I'm going to play some of Mirrors, and then we'll talk a bit more about that specific EP, but I'm going to play a couple off my laptop here, and then we're going to have you come. We'll play one live, but the first one I'm going to play is DB5.
Three.
Ready as I've ever been.
doesn't matter, we just want to get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bike, and I'll put down the walls for you. So do you wanna, do you wanna, wanna David Bowie party, dancing in heaven, yeah? Do you wanna, do you wanna, wanna David Bowie freeway? I'm in love with how you think I must be holding on. I've improved, there's no going back to no more. Ready as I've ever been for taking on the town. You put it all together, it doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Show me your stripes, I'll show you my bite, and I'll put down the walls for you. So do you wanna come on? Doesn't matter, we just wanna get laid by someone pretty. Sewing a stitch in my right, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight.
Perfect, with your mouth open wide like a game.
All right, there you have it. Comeback was off of Mirrors' newest EP from Linnea's Garden, DB3, started it. So Mirrors, is that on face value to me, it seems like the theme would be something about looking at yourself, or analyzing yourself, or is that, well, I'll let you, it's your EP, so I'll let you tell us what it's about.
Yeah, but. I mean, that's pretty much it.
There you go.
You know, I'd say the EP is about recognizing who you are and who you've been in the past, but also who you want to be in the future and what you aspire to and what inspires you, and hopefully doing the work to keep evolving. And, you know, I see the art that I create, that other people create, as a really unique mirror into who they are at the time. You know, I think everyone's brain is constantly changing, like, every single day. And it's like the person who made that song, the person who wrote that song, laid down that recording, you know, they're not going to be the same even like a week from when they did it, let alone like a year or years. So, you know, this is the mirror that we put out right now. And I hope everyone enjoys it.
The mirror changes.
It does.
And how you view. And I think it's about, you have to be, you have to keep your own spirit and not look so much what other people are seeing, because, you know, you got to keep yourself. So I guess this is me analyzing this.
Yeah, ironically,
you
though.
You look at it like, and you have to keep true to yourself.
What
you see in the mirror, as opposed to what other people might perceive you to be.
Yeah, but I think a big theme, though, ironically, is a lot of it is like the mirror through which other people see you. A lot of the songs are about that. For instance, DB3 is kind of about that. As is Seeds, and even, you know, Pathological Liar to some extent.
Yeah, which you'll be playing in like a minute.
I can play that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so great EP. I like all your stuff. I've been playing you for a bit now. Played Comeback for a while now. That was, of the two that were previously released, Comeback it?
Yeah, Comeback and Pathological Liar. They both have really awesome music videos, so everyone should go on YouTube and check that out.
I'll let you get your guitar, and we can. This is a song that she has to do live because there's a word in it that we can't play on the airwaves.
That's
why we picked this one.
Cool.
But whenever you're ready, you can go.
Not a pathological liar. Someone from your class really jumped to their death from the top of William James Hall. One February morning, the timeline checks out. Wish the Harvard Crimson could be my witness of that night. Buying sodas at 7-Eleven. I hate the anisole. Oh, wait, that's other. When I was 26, you're not an ugly crier. But I was, so I broke up my text. Freeway backseat flyer. Would you admit you missed the sex when I was sick at Christmas? You took care of me, you said you loved me. I hate the end I saw. Sorry I invoked Andromeda. Sorry I spoke. Now barely knew myself. You're a painting of the moon. I was foolish when I was 26. You got the wife you want. The baby. and learn my heart. I know the end I want.
Awesome. That was great.
That's Pathological Liar.
And that's what somewhat self-explanatory, probably, what that particular song's about.
It's about taking responsibility and accountability and being grateful for what you've learned from past relationships.
Good lesson. Learn from past relationships.
You have to, otherwise you'll keep repeating.
Right. You'll never get out of it. It'll be an endless cycle. I'm going to play a couple more that are also on the EP called Mirrors. This one is Big Mirrors. Here we go.
Thank you.
There you have it. That was Seeds before that Big Mirrors, all off of the Mirrors EP by Lanier's Garden. And we're back. So a little bit about those two songs.
I'd say, you know, Big Mirrors, this is like the big rocker on the album. And, yeah. You know, it's about having this admiration for friend, like, you know, friend crush. And, you know, you don't know if you want to be them or, you know, if you want to do them. It's kind of about that.
Typical writing.
And Seeds is the other one. You know, this is the moody cut off the album, I would say. It's also like the chronologically, like probably the oldest song on the set. Right. Yeah, like this one, you know, it's kind of dark. It's about something forbidden.
I like dark. That works. So that was the EP. And I should also mention, you're a great band live. You're an energetic, great band to see live. So I want to throw that in there.
That's
seen
what
you guys often.
I love to do.
Yeah. You really shine there. As I've said, I've seen you guys often, and great band. But the clock's ticking. But I do want to talk about a collaboration you did with Krissa Johnson called "In the City." How did that come about? I know you guys are buds, so but was it just natural? Let's do a song together. Or?
Well, kind of. So. I was in New York City and just like wrote the song, just inspired by some events that happened around weekend seeing LCD Sound System. And then I got back and it was about like this time last year, I want to say. And Carissa was in town. I was like, hey, you want to come and like jam and, you know, try to play this new song? Like I thought it was just going to be for fun. And then like she was like, oh, let's like record it. I was like, oh, this is happening. So we did that like early this past year, and we filmed a music video for it, which is funny because we actually filmed it before we had recorded the audio, so none of it is like singing along to the song,
but I
think it worked really great. It really captures the essence of exploring a new city and getting to be a new person when you do that.
Different kind of vibe on it.
Yeah, so, it was really cool. We also got to work with Carissa for the Pathological Liar music video. Shout out to Carissa Fuelheart Productions. It was such an awesome experience.
Cool. I'm going to play In the City, and then we'll come back. And I think we get time for you to play one more, but I'm going to play In the City, collaboration with Lania and Carissa. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
that was fun. That was In the City, Linnea and Carissa Johnson collaboration, I guess you'd call it. So it's 8:46.
No!
Right? I know it. I know. But we're going to get one more in. We're going to get to play one more. So I don't even know what you're going to play here. This is a surprise for me included.
It's going to be an unreleased track. So you may be wondering, when's the next show? What are Linnea's Garden up to next? Well, we're going to the studio and we're going to record a few more songs, including this one. It's called Chaotic Bisexual Summer.
Wow. The ever prolific songwriting of Linnea's Garden.
Before you were a blushing bride, you were my hot lesbian bride. Like wizards at the lizard, we scissored in the blizzard. And when you spoke, you said, I thought you'd offer me coke, but this is so much better. Playful promises and a kiss on the lips get me wetter. Investigators undercover, physical dimension discovered, turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer, 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 summer. The winter of my sordid dreams, I came so hard, you made me scream. You wouldn't kiss him, but you took him in between your lips with me. And like a present to unwrap, you watched as I put on the strap. A golden chalice, impenetrable palace. You can touch it, you can suck it, but don't even think of loving it. Investigators undercover, physical dimension discovered, turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer, 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 chaotic bisexual summer, 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 summer. Investigators undercover, physical dimension discovered. Have you seen my bassist and drummer? We could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer. Summer, summer, chaotic bisexual summer. Summer, summer, summer. Discovered, turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Perfect way for you to end the show. It touches
this
on all.
This could be chaotic.
Yeah, it touches on all the themes that we talked about earlier, though, about kind of carving your own path, so to speak, and outside what normally people would consider to be the norm, which. I'm pretty open to all that stuff, but that's a great song, and thanks so much for being in here.
Yeah, and Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have that release for Pride Month for next year. So
that'd be awesome. Stay tuned. Yeah. Yep. Okay, it's 8:51. I'm going to play a few more songs here. I think something by a band called Taxi Girls is next. Not sure what it's all about, but I think I must have liked it if it's on my computer. So here we go, Taxi Girls. Once again, thanks a lot, Linnea.
Thanks, Skybar.
Yeah. That was by Richie Parsons, called Outside View, off his Rhymes with Rock EP. I think that's on Rumbar Records. That just came out. Taxi Girls will Stay With Me. It's 8:56 WMFO in Medford. He's listening to Rising with Skybar. I got to get a 4-minute song in, and this fits the bill. So here we go. This is One Fall.